Hello out there in Radio Land. 9:45, Sunday evening, time for another exciting installment of the Papa Prell Show. But it's not controversy tonight, no. It's a very special edition with Papa Prell, a Prell family reunion. I've been doing this since I first got involved with radio show business. Way on back there, I devote the first show of each year to devoting it to my family, since I'm a very devoted father. We're going to have a conference call with all the Prells. And since I've got the operator already there on the line there, why don't we go ahead and go to the phone lines. Hello, operator. Can you try that conference call? Thank you.
Sure. Please hold.
Thank you. I wonder if I have to pay for this pot. Oh, boy. This is exciting. I hope he's in.
Hello.
Hello, conference operator for Mr. Perel, please.
Is this a collect call?
No, it isn't.
Oh, okay. In that case, I'll accept.
Oh, boy.
Please hold.
All right.
Hello there, Ethan.
Yeah.
Conference operator for Gladys. Is this Gladys?
This is Gladys.
Thank you. Please hold for a conference call.
Hello,
conference operator for Mr. Fred Perel, please.
Fred Perel?
Yeah.
I'll accept anyway, thank you.
Your party's on the line. Can I take a brief roll call, sir? Mr. Perel?
Hello.
And Gladys?
Yeah.
And Mrs. Perel?
Hi, I'm here.
Can you hear all your party, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you, and go ahead with your conference call.
Thank you. This is live on the radio. So guard your words carefully, folks. I think we have a stranger in the midst. Alan, are you there?
Alan's dead. Ethan's here.
Oh, Ethan. Oh, well, you know how it is for us elder men. It's very hard for us to forget our long-lost friends.
But you're reviving some very painful memories for me, I can tell you.
I'm sure.
I can tell you're painful.
Well, Gladys, let's save a little bit of that there.
Oh, same to you.
I'm a little bit curious there. We got a third person on there when we were trying to get hold of Fred. Who's on the line there?
I beg your pardon?
We were trying to get hold of Fred. Do we have the right number? Is Fred Prell on the line?
I said he's not here.
Well, who are you?
My name is Rox.
Rox?
Rox.
Rox.
Listen, who are you?
This is Fred's father. This is Papa.
Oh, pleased to meet you.
Uh-huh. Are you a friend of Fred's?
You could say I'm a good friend of Fred's, yeah.
Uh-huh. Where's Fred?
He's not here right now. He's, I think he's still at the facility.
Oh, at the facility, eh? Oh, he finally got a full-time job, eh?
Well, like I said, he's at the facility.
Uh-huh. When will he be getting home tonight?
Huh?
When will he be getting back?
I'm not sure.
You're not sure, eh?
A long time from now.
Oh, well, I'm glad to see that Fred's finally working. Now, what exactly does he do at the facility?
Well, it's a correctional facility.
He's a guard, eh? He's a guard at a prison. Well, that's ironic.
Well,
for Fred.
Actually, he's more like an inmate.
An inmate. Oh. Well, I didn't hear anything about this. He didn't write about the... Oh, boy, what they frame him for?
Well, I don't know what they framed him with. But he got caught stealing some drugs and, I suppose, some alcohol from the pharmacy at the hospital.
Oh, boy. How do you like that? You know, I pull a few strings to get him that job, and he blows it with something like that. Oh, boy. Well, you know, this is supposed to be a happy meeting. This is a Prell family reunion, so I'm not going to get upset and waste it on Fred. He always was the black sheep of the family. He never did quite measure up to Alan. Alan, are you still there? Alan?
Bringing up painful memories, Papa.
Sorry about that, Ethan.
Remember,
Ethan.
Gladys is on the line. We don't want to break her heart.
Yeah, well, do you mind?
Well, I'm sorry about that, Gladys. Listen, I'm still a little confused there, Rox. What's your relationship with Fred? You just a friend, babysitting the house?
Well, we're very, very close.
Oh, yeah, Tusame got married, eh? You know, I must not have gotten an invitation or something. I didn't even know. Was this before he went to the prison, eh?
Well, like I said, I just moved in.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, one of those deals, eh?
There wasn't actually a wedding.
Well. Fred always did have a lot of class.
Yeah, he did.
Uh-huh. You know, it's been a lot of fun talking with you, Roxy, but we got some other people on the line, so let's see what they have to say.
Listen, I've got plenty of time.
Oh, really? Well, if you have to take, you know, if the phone rings or something, you have to go. You just go right ahead. Gladys, you still on the line there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Gladys, I'm really sorry to have constantly confused Ethan and Alan. You know, they are twins.
I can barely hear you.
Oh, really? Well, I wanted to beat the higher rates there, see?
Oh, I see. That figures. Well, always 50, yeah.
Well, you'll be glad to know that we tried to get your portion collect, but they wouldn't do it.
Yeah, I bet.
We like to keep you included, Gladys. You know, even though...
Yeah, I can tell.
Even though, you know, you're no longer married to Alan and, technically no longer a member of the family.
But, you know, as long as we're here, what do you want?
Well, we just thought we'd check in and see what you're doing. We pals like to know where everyone is so we can stay nice and spread apart.
I'll say, we pals are very spread apart all over the country. That's the way we want to keep it.
You know, Ethan, you sound amazingly like Alan. You know, it's just incredible.
Yeah, you know, I hope you don't mind if I interrupt Gladys, but, you sound like a pretty smart dame to me. Did you really rack up on the insurance there?
Insurance?
Yeah.
You know what I got from Alan's estate?
Yeah, how right, baby.
I got the contents of his refrigerator.
Well, if you ask me, Gladys, you got more than you deserved.
Well, thanks, Ethan. Same to you.
Ethan, you sound so much like once Alan called here, and I would swear to God you sound exactly like him. Are you identical twins or something?
Actually, I've got a cold right now, and,
really stinks here to me.
You know what? It just occurred to me that some of our, since this is live radio, maybe we should fill in the audience. Alan was my devoted son, who, was following in my footsteps. He was a radio announcer, talk show host. There in Alabama, his career was cut short by an assassin's bullet, a communist plot to once again stop the freedom of speech on the American airways. And Gladys was his, Alan's wife, so unfortunately, they were divorced. I'm sure that if Alan had it all over to do again, he never would have divorced Gladys.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is for our listeners, folks. Let me just go ahead and fill them in. Ethan is Alan's twin brother, who had disappeared at birth, but then reappeared when he read about Alan's death, and was so, you know,
I'm so touched by the horrible story about how Alan was shot down in his prime. I just had to come out and pay my respects.
Charles are such good people.
It was a real shame that his body was lost in the fire, too, because, you know, I really thought Gladys should have gotten something from the insurance, not to mention all that alimony back payments that she was owed.
Yeah, you know, it is kind of funny.
We all sympathize, Gladys.
Happened, you know, when owed
but if that isn't just...
...back payment on alimony, it's just kind of... interesting there, you know, the timing and all.
Right. Well, it's you know, if that isn't the insurance companies for you, I don't know what is. But nevertheless, Alan's death was a tragic loss for all of us. And we've all suffered in the years to come. And
yeah, I've suffered. I'm living in a nice double wide here, suffering.
Well, it's...
You've suffered.
What are you doing, Ethan?
Well, it's kind of a long story, but I'll make it as short as possible.
But please do that, because I'm paying the bill.
Never let me forget, will you, Papa? Well,
I think I can do it once a year.
On a world tour for quite a while now. I've been just going around spreading the good word about my dear departed brother, Alan Prell, and what a great tribute to radio he really was.
Well, let me ask you this, Ethan. Have you ever considered getting into radio yourself and maybe trying to fill Alan's...
In fact, I have had a few offers, and, you know, there's a small station here, and,
oh, really?
Well, I won't mention the town, but where I'm at right now.
Well, after what happened to Alan, I'm not sure that's a bad idea. But go ahead.
Well, you know, that was tragic, but,
Well, you know...
We can't hide in the closet just because there's a few nuts in the world.
Well, let me tell you something here, Ethan. It's very ironic that should have happened to Alan, because he was in, you know, Alabama. And here I am in California, and I've really got the nuts out here, let me tell you.
Oh, I'm sure.
Boy. We locked the door. We sure do. I've got a bodyguard and everything.
Well, with all the fruitcakes out there, I'm not surprised at all.
It's just not safe anymore. You know what I'm saying?
What's happened to this country?
I really don't know. It's a shame, but I'm not going to stop freedom of speech, because if I do, then it'll really go down the toilet. You know what I'm saying there?
Well, I couldn't agree with you more, Papa.
You know, this is kind of nice with the dames, young ladies, keeping quiet for a chance and giving us men a chance to chat. I'm really sorry you weren't able to get hold of Fred, but, you know, I never did ask. Do you know his phone number there, Rox? Does he have a phone number or an extension we can get hold of him?
Sorry, I drifted off there. You're asking me a question.
Uh-huh. Yes, I'm asking you a question. Do you ever call Fred, the one that's paying the rent?
Fred, do you think they let me cook to him? I go and I visit him through this glass kind of partition thing.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm glad you at least show up for that.
They don't let me call him. I mean, it's not like they got room service where he is.
Oh, really? Well, I'm sure that you're one that's very familiar with the ins and outs of room service.
I beg your pardon.
All right, Ethan, are you still there, Ethan?
Oh, yes, I couldn't agree with you more, Papa. Rock sounds to me like a girl that can really appreciate a nice, third of Sealy mattress.
Oh, wait, you put it with
Palora. Fred always did have class.
Now, wait a minute. Now, that's not to say I don't either, babe.
Give me a break.
You know, I sure don't miss our personal family reunions. You remember when we used to all get together there and have our special little get-togethers?
Yes, yes.
That was when Mama, bless her soul, was still around also. Mama died she passed on a few years ago. Diabetes, you know.
Uh-huh.
Seems like she got an overdose of insulin or something. You know, we've had our share of tragedies here in the Prell family.
We certainly have.
Uh-huh.
I think we're talking to two of them.
Well, my first wife died of a insulin overdose with a diabetes. I must have given her
body lost in the fire too.
I normally gave her shots, but that one day she must have given herself too many shots. She was fat, so maybe it wasn't such a well. What I'm saying is anyway. And then of course Fred's first wife. I don't know if you're familiar with her, Rox, but she fell down a flight of stairs, and Alan had his tragedy too. So you know, I think we should maybe hold a moment of silence to pray for the lost souls and hope that they're doing well in the next world, all right?
I certainly couldn't agree with you more, Papa.
All right, a moment of silence, please. And those out there in Radio Land, you may please join in with us to think about my ex-wife, Mama Prell, and Fred's ex-first, the stairway victim, and, of course, our most dear and departed, Alan Prell.
A truly great man, if I do say so myself.
My favorite son.
I'm touched.
Well, I'm glad we had that moment. And I hope that maybe this has put to rest those wild accusations that Alan and Ethan are one and the same. They may look the same because they are identical twins, but I can assure you as a father that they are not one and the same.
They are not the same, not at all.
I'll tell you one thing, I could tell the difference.
Now, may I just say one thing?
Go right ahead.
Ethan. Thank you. Gladys?
Yes.
No broads like you. I know your type. You're just a cheap gold digger. You're trying to get that...
Gold digger?
That's right, a gold digger. Poor, innocent Alan is long dead in the grave. Well, not really in the grave, but he's long dead. And there's no chance...
His body was lost in the fire.
So you might as well, forget about it.
I'm just trying to get what I got coming to me, okay?
You got nothing coming to you.
I got plenty coming to me.
I remember Alan saying very specifically, you are a vampire. You sucked him dry. I'm talking about money.
Oh, that's nice. That's real sweet of you, Ethan.
This has really gotten out of hand, and I'm ashamed that we've allowed this
that's
to happen on the radio.
That you're Alan.
Now listen, if you two want to squabble...
Only Alan would call me a vampire. Yeah.
If you two want to squabble...
Your pet name.
Now wait a minute. I'm paying for this call, and if you two want to squabble, you have to call separately and squabble.
Tell them, Papa.
And I think it's horrible that you would use my dime to sit there and argue back and forth. Now, I've seen this phenomena happen before, where identical twins are so close together that when one's eating garlic, the other one can taste it, or maybe even smell of it. And I think this is definitely the case with Ethan and Alan, because even though Ethan never had the pleasure, if I can use that word, and I'm using that word loosely, let me assure you, ever have the pleasure of meeting Gladys, that he feels that he knows her very well. But nevertheless, Gladys, I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt and say that you're a wonderful person.
Generous.
And, Ethan, I think you should be a little more friendly to Gladys, the family law.
Well, it's just hard for me to, sit there and listen to her insult my dear departed brother.
Well, I agree. That's horrible of her to do that, Gladys. And I think that you would show a little more respect for the dead. Okay, well, now that...
Uh-huh.
Now that we've gotten all that out in the clear, and we're familiar about just what's proper and what's improper, that maybe we can move on. We'll have to save something, some of this for next year.
Wait, I'm counting the minutes, all right?
So until next year, goodbye until next time again. Keep those cards and letters coming.
Same to you, fella.
You can all hang up now, and
all
goodbye.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Yes, I know. A beautiful family. If you think they sound beautiful, you should see what they look like. I receive many compliments. I prefer to think of it as my way of living on after I'm gone. Which, by the way, is what we must do right now. Leave until next week, 9:45, for another exciting installment of the Papa Prell Show. Many thanks to Classics Pizza at 340 University Avenue in Palo Alto for sponsoring our show, Classics Pizza, home of the all-you-can-eat pizza on Saturdays, 6 until 8 p.m. Until next week, 9:45, this is Papa Prell. Goodbye, and God bless.